Orler Perk Aleph, Mishnah Tess 1:9. We finish off with Rabbi Yossi, who kind of does two separate points. His first point is just completing the circle. He points out, we had earlier in the Perek talked about planting seeds and planting even vines to create a new plant of a grape. So he points out here that the vine or the branch of the grape plant is not considered to be orla restricted because it's not the fruit, and therefore he says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, not in yichor shel orla. You could plant a branch that you detach from a orla grapevine and grow a new grapevine, and that'd be permitted. It's not a problem. The a not in ego shel orla, but you can't take a seed or nut or whatever part of the, you know, yeah, seed or nuts, good, or berry from a orla tree and plant that, because given that it's part of the fruit, it's forbidden to get benefit from it. So it's forbidden. He's just contrasting planting a branch versus planting the fruit or seed or nut of an orla tree. Bidi'evid, by the way, if one did plant the nut or seed of an orla fruit in the first 3 years, so what grows out, that tree actually is permitted because of a separate principle of what's called zevezeh gorem. The part of what made the tree grow was the land, which was permitted, so it's like a composite of an iser and heter, and the outcome of such a thing, bidi'evid, is permitted. Okay, that's the first thing he had to say, and the reason why he said it is because that it's permitted for the yichur, the branch, because that's not the fruit for orla, but the egos, for example, the nut, is mipnei shupri, it is a fruit, and therefore it is restricted. Fine. Now he has a new point, which is talking about harkava. You recall harkava from earlier in the perek, talked about grafting, taking a scion, a branch from one plant, and attaching it, being markivit, attaching it, grafting it to the rootstock of another tree. So we said that's permitted if you're talking about two of the same species. So Rabbi Yossi is going to really repeat his shita here. His shita, if you remember from Perek, from the Mishnah Zion, the seventh Mishnah, was that from the smadar phase, from the earliest budding of the fruit, already that's called a fruit and it's restricted in the orla. And therefore he's going to say, according to him, that if you'd have, let's say, a date palm, which has just very nascent tiny buds of where where dates will grow, the equivalent of a smadar stage. So already you cannot use such a branch as the scion to graft onto another date palm rootstock, because what you're doing there is you're taking those buds, which will, you know, will become the fruit, the dates, and they are already fruits now, and asr banas, you couldn't get benefit from them. So he says you can't do that. So he says, ein markivin bechafniot. Kafniot are the branches from a date tree that have already started to blossom, reached the smadar stage, which according to Rabbi Yossi is already isr of orla. So he says, ein markivin bechafniot orla, you can't use such branches that already have the smadar stage development on them as for grafting. That's his halacha. However, the halacha follows the Tanakhama back in Zion, that a smadar is not restricted for orla. And that being the case, the halacha over here will be the same, that if you have a branch and it has fruit now budding at the stage of smadar, the equivalent, one may still use it as a source for grafting, and that's permitted because it's not restricted under orla yet, because it's just like a branch without any component of orla fruit yet. So it comes out kind of funny then. It's not explicit in the Mishnah, but it is in the Bartanura, and it's clear from how to learn it, therefore, that the first part of the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yossi, the Lacha is yes, like Rabbi Yossi, because he's basically just doing a recap of what we said before, meaning you could plant a branch, because not restricted as fruit, but you couldn't plant a seed. But the second part does not follow Rabbi Yossi, because that's dependent upon him and Ashita, that already the Smadar stage is restricted by the Lachas of Orla, and that would apply to Kafniot, the early budding stages of the date palm, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi there, because we don't say a smadar is restricted by orla, and therefore you could graft with kafniot, and I've again attached a picture for you to see what little kafniot look like, the emerging tiny buds on a date palm.